Okay, Dan, let me get this straight. We sent our information via the Arvest Home for Me app. You reviewed it here, and now we're pre-qualified?
Officially.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection and the miracle on 14th Street returns with Get Real Ministries. Rando, Shiloh, how you guys doing today?
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Ah, yes. Jesus Burger, salvation, no devil.
Jesus Burger.
That's salvation, good. No devil.
Salvation, yeah. No devil.
And that is, we got the event tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Jesus Burger, 411 West 14th Street.
Uh-huh.
We're excited about what God's going to do. We've already been exposed to a lot of miracles, not only on 14th Street, but in Tulsa at the New Life Festival revival that's going on. I mean, wow, God is moving.
Randall's got new knees.
I got a brand new knee.
Why, goodness sakes, you know, I thought, okay, well, he's in shape. He's doing, you know, squats in the lobby, and he says, you know, I couldn't do this a couple days ago.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, from a football injury back in 76 to a total knee replacement in 14 to a revision in 19 to doctor's appointments even now that I was supposed to go back and have the knee looked at again. We went to this New Life Festival pre-meeting, planning meeting for the pastors. Anyway, they had a call for prayer for healing. And I'll just be honest with you. Of course, I'm going to be honest with you. But my wife looked at me. She said,
"You're kind of accountable here."
I kind of have to be, you know. So Shiloh said, "Babe, you going up for prayer?" And I'm like, "Nah." And she said, "Really? Okay." But this is my thought pattern, and this is what I want to relay to people: never, ever, ever give up on believing that your prayers are going to come to pass. Because my thought pattern was this: okay, I've been prayed for so many times over my knee. I feel like a greased pig. I've had hands laid on me and anointing oil, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, you know, and the Holy Spirit quickened me, and He said, "Go up and receive your healing." And I'm telling you, I went up front to the altar. Some men laid hands on me and prayed for me, and I just knew. They said, "Do something you couldn't do before." And I did deep knee squats, which I've not been able to do since.
Men our age can't do those. He's out there, you know, just
showing off.
My thighs are sore from showing off.
He's feeling the burn.
I'm feeling the burn. But God has totally and completely healed that knee. Mm-hmm. So please don't ever give up on your prayers. Don't ever give up on believing God for your family, for yourself, because God is still in the miracle working business. That's
indeed
what He does.
Get Real Ministry. Shiloh, you saw a woman actually make a big 180 on this, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's she came in. She was, you know, really frail, had to be helped up to the front. And she, yeah, I don't know what it was. It was Parkinson's or MS, but she was just really frail. Mm-hmm. And so she, we started praying over her and do something you weren't able to do before. And she started lifting her hands, and she could barely lift them, and she got them up there, and we said, okay, you know, thank you, Jesus, you know. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit fell upon her, and it was during that song Waymaker, and she took off running, doing the do-si-do, you know, running around looking with people. And once again, you know, I was out of shape. I couldn't even, afterwards, I was breathing heavy, but she got the Holy Spirit fire, and she was just, and the Lord told her that a couple days before, you will receive your healing. This is your healing. Go and receive your healing. And she thought that was maybe a joke from the enemy or whatnot, but she got it.
Wow, you know, so not only miracles on 14th Street, but miracles abound.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And when we talk about Jesus Burger, in the events that we have, you know, every month, this is the beginning of your healing for many people. It really is. It's the beginning.
Absolutely. We had a young lady at last month's Jesus Burger. My wife had been praying, you know, Father, by your obedient angels, bring the people into the event, you know, that they show up and they be a part of this event. Towards the end of Jesus Burger, at the altar call and the water baptisms, there's this young lady came forward, and she was just broken. She was broken. Yeah. And she started repenting right there at the baptismal. Just amazing, amazing repentance that she started pouring out. And she said, I'm so afraid. She said, I'm addicted to heroin. And if I do heroin one more time, she said, I know I'm going to die. She said, I have to surrender. I trust you, Lord Jesus. Anyway, so she confessed Jesus as her Lord and Savior. She was water baptized. When she came up out of that water, her entire countenance was different.
Yes.
I mean, she's been radically saved and delivered and set free by the power of God.
She was actually going to get some more.
She was going to score.
To get some more heroin, and she said she didn't know how she came over. Yeah, that she felt she floated across the street.
She said, I don't even know how I got here.
She said, I felt like I floated across the street. And so that was the angels. You know, our angels work for us.
They do.
And they're godly, obedient angels, because there's other side, too. You don't want working for you.
No.
So what's amazing is probably the most meek, gentle-spirited, most quiet lady that we have in our congregation.
Mm-hmm.
When this young girl was compelled to come over and sit down, she sat down right beside this quiet, meek lady. And the lady came up with her to the altar and to the water baptismal. And when all was said and done, she said, this young girl just came and sat down beside me. And she said, I couldn't help it. I just felt something on the inside, and I started telling her how much Jesus loved her and how much Jesus wanted to save her and set her free. And this woman, you don't even know she's in the room. She's so meek and so quiet. The power of prayer.
Yeah, Jesus.
A humble spirit, you know, just believing that God is God, and he's here to do what he said he will do. He'll save the lost, and he'll heal the sick. He's doing it every day, every day.
Wow.
Every day.
Not just on one Saturday a month.
That's right. That is right. Absolutely right. But we're excited about Jesus Burger tomorrow night at Get Real Ministries. We're excited because the miracles that God has been doing and is going to continue to do. If you're hungry for the things of God, if you're hungry and you believe that God has something for you, you need to show up.
Yeah.
Because if you come expecting, you will receive. You have to expect. You know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Mm. That's what faith is. And by faith you move mountains. God's not going to move your mountain for you. He told you to speak to that mountain. Mark 11, 23 and 24, he said, whosoever shall say unto that mountain, be thou removed, be picked up and cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says, he shall have whatsoever he says. Yes. So he told us to move the mountain.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And he's got fresh knees to do it.
I got, yeah.
Yeah, right.
We'll move that mountain. We'll climb that mountain if we have
to. Holy Spirit has to help me a lot.
Well, this is great. This is great. You know, Get Real Ministries have been around for a little bit, but it just seems like you're growing, and it takes a lot in order for that to happen. It takes a lot of human hours. It takes a lot of faith.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of... takes a lot of partnerships,
yes,
too, and you're blessed with some really cool partners.
Some amazing partners. Painted Horse here in town.
Homeland
right across the street. Homeland here. Glenn Security, Ron and Jenny Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
United Rentals. Rod Baker. Sal's Donuts. I mean, I look like I look because Sal continues to bless.
Sal's my buddy. He is. He is my buddy.
So I went to El Salvador with Sal a few years ago.
Yes, he loves going down
there.
Yes,
yes. He has family there. He has an amazing family in El Salvador. And wow.
The missions he goes on, they're incredible.
What a life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. You will appreciate everything that you have.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you think you're going through, there's people in this world that are suffering, that are hurting. But Jesus is the answer. He's the answer. We're here. Get Real Ministries, we are here to help you help yourself.
A vessel.
Yeah. We're not going to do it for you. I'm not going to work any harder for you than what you work for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you. And if you're ready, if you're ready to come out of that place that you're in, we'll walk beside you every step of the way. Every step of the way, but I'm not going to carry you. I'm not going to do it for you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear out my new knee by carrying you.
You know, and every believer has the power and authority that we're talking about here. And it's just learning how to use it and having a relationship. It's not about rules and rituals. It's about that relationship.
Absolutely.
With Jesus and Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
To be able to use that authority and just and everybody has it. And God is pouring out so heavily right now. I don't want to miss it for sure. So I advise everybody to be a part of it, be that one body. And
Absolutely.
And Jesus Burgers is a place that will teach straight from the Word of God and allows Holy Spirit to move freely to work through the vessels, which is not just us, but everybody there. And
so we had a lady stop in at Get Real Thrifty the other
day. I was just going to ask you how the store is doing.
Store is doing amazing. We have some of the most amazing people that
yes.
will bring in donations. Before they leave, they're going to know Jesus.
Yeah.
They're going to know Jesus. But I had this lady come in the other day and visiting with us, and she said, "So what denomination are you?" I said, "Well," I said, a lot of organizations say we're non-denominational. I said, "I don't like that term. I don't like it at all. Because when you say you're non-denominational, to me that's saying what you were or what you are doesn't matter. Absolutely it matters. We're all denominational.
Got it.
Every denomination is welcome because it matters if you're Catholic, if you're Methodist, if it, you know, mm-hmm. not a one of us have it all figured out. If I had it all figured out, there would have been 3,000 added to the church on the first day,
there
right?
You go.
But collectively, bringing all of us together and respecting one another, collectively, we'll get this thing figured out. We'll come closer anyway. All denominational.
Indeed. You know, the inspiration and, of course, religious teaching and everything. And you go back into the history of the faith, and there have been splinterings that Ooh. Have been taking place
yes.
since the beginning.
Yes.
And sometimes... And sometimes for very slight reasons, and some for very major reasons. And I mean major reasons.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line, there was one thing in the beginning that made it whole. If we could ever get back to that.
Yes.
Yeah. In the book of
Love.
Acts, mm-hmm. the greatest miracle, they were all together in one place, in
one accord.
Mm-hmm. They were all in agreement. Okay? And that agreement was this. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what color your carpet is. I don't care what color none of that matters. Mm-hmm. What matters, do you have an ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ? That's all that matters. You can paint your building whatever color you want, and that means absolutely nothing. Does the presence of God dwell inside when you come together as a congregation?
That's the key.
Important. That's yeah. it.
That's it. That's all you got to know.
And yeah. I do believe, though, there's the churches, and like you said, they have different levels of, you know, we are to help each other, and so
Absolutely.
Our church might not be the one for people to go to because the other church has a level of life that they have lived and
Absolutely.
They can relate to,
yes.
you know, so that's where it says coming together as one body.
I can assure you, we are not a one church fits all.
No.
Get Real Ministries. We
have a lot of
all are welcome.
Yeah.
All are welcome. All are welcome.
We have a lot of different
you
types.
You might want to be, you know, a little thicker skin than what you're accustomed to be a part of Get Real, because
it's getting real.
It's real.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not intelligent enough to spread lies and embellish things.
You got to remember them.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a hard part.
It's a lot of
That's
work.
Difficult
yeah.
part.
Boy, look at the time. I did not realize. What have we got? We got to touch on a couple of things. Go ahead.
Okay. Rodeo.
Okay. Rodeo. We have the Bartlesville Rodeo.
Bartlesville Roundup Club.
Yeah. Why don't you say, because you're better at it.
Bartlesville Roundup Club. Our daughter, Lizzie, is running for Rodeo Queen.
Hey!
Okay. Yay, Lizzie. Go, girl, go.
Okay. There's a testimony behind it.
Yes, there is. She prayed in horses, the ability to ride.
Faith.
Et cetera, et cetera. And she is now running barrels, has been running barrels competitively. She's doing extremely well. But anyway, we've had people to donate towards the Bartlesville Roundup Club for the queen position. We have some extra tickets here,
yes.
okay? We have some extra tickets here at the radio station. And Tom, I don't know how many we have, Tom, but I'll leave that up to you. But first person, how about the first person that walks in the door and says, Jesus Burger?
Yeah, we'll do that.
You know?
You just walk in and say it. We'll give you some.
Yeah, give you some tickets.
Till they're gone.
Yeah, till they're gone.
Thank you, Platinum Salon. They're one of them that donated.
Yeah. We got so many people that are on board with what God is doing. Now, please, I'm not saying we're the only ministry in town, all right?
No. Come together, yes.
But we are a ministry here in town that's reaching out with purpose and intent, and that purpose and intent is to introduce people to Jesus.
Love.
You know. To love on people.
Jesus love.
Tell people where they can find you.
411 West 14th Street, Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Look for the miracles. 6 o'clock tomorrow night's Jesus Burger.
Yep.
All righty. Hey, guys, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Enjoy it.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one.